So we heard that Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Why? She was a teenage girl, maybe in her late teens, but not old enough to take a 90-mile trip by herself. Why did Mary go to Elizabeth? What was the reason for that? Elizabeth lived with her husband, the priest Zechariah, in a town called Ein Kerim. You can still visit Ein Kerim 2,000 years later, and you can go into Elizabeth and Zechariah's home in Ein Kerim. It's still there. It's just about 5 miles from Jerusalem. It's close enough that in an hour or two that Zechariah could be in the temple to do his duty in the temple. Ein Kerim is, as I said, is about 90 miles away from Nazareth. Nazareth is up in southern Galilee. It was perhaps for Mary a 4-day trip. That was a long, long walk for anybody. You weren't going to do it in one day. To whom would Mary speak? Who could she talk to about her pregnancy? If she let it be known in Nazareth, she would be stoned. We hear that in the story where Joseph, when he learns of her pregnancy, is very concerned for her. He says he's going to divorce her privately so that she would be spared that penance, so that suffering she would suffer. So she knew that, but she had such a tale that she couldn't talk even to her mom, her dad, her family, her neighbors. She couldn't talk about that. But there's one person with whom she could talk, and that was Elizabeth, that she learned about from the archangel Gabriel. That's why Gabriel told her that. Only Elizabeth could possibly comfort and guide Mary at this point in her life. Now, they were at opposite ends of the adult age the age span. So Mary was young. Elizabeth was old. Elizabeth had no children. And she was too old to have children. But here she is pregnant. And nobody would have believed she would be pregnant at this age. So you had a young, pregnant woman with a miraculous secret, and an old, pregnant woman with a miraculous secret. Both were pregnant in miraculous ways, and ways that could not be explained through divine intervention. And they knew it. And one of them carried God. And they both knew which one that was. The young woman would care for the older woman in the last trimester of her pregnancy. It says Mary was there for 3 months. Well, Gabriel said that Elizabeth was in her sixth month. So we know that Mary was most likely there at the delivery of John, who would become John the Baptist. Elizabeth's husband couldn't talk at this point. Remember, he had been struck dumb because he resisted Gabriel. He wanted to argue with him. And the older woman would comfort and provide assurance to the younger woman. And together they could ponder this God that they knew they had in their midst. 3 months to ponder the presence of God in a real way that nobody had ever experienced before. They couldn't do this with anybody else. They couldn't include anybody else in this conversation. They were the only two people on earth who could ponder and share this secret. So what was Mary's haste? It says, Luke says she went in haste to Elizabeth. And what drove Mary to go in haste on this 4-day, 90-mile trek to Ein Karim? It was because she knew her purpose instantly. As soon as she understood what had happened to her, she had to give up every other purpose, objective, ambition, dream that she had in her whole life. Many people today have their own ego drama. I have mine, you probably have yours, and the ego drama is my private drama, my private project, my goal, my problems perhaps, but my job, my company, my issues, my. And we see this absolutely everywhere around us. I am the star of my life. And if you don't believe it, just give me 5 minutes and I'll tell you all about it. And every one of you has something similar. People look for their purpose in life in their self-serving ways, the ego drama. But we should not forget the theo drama, the God drama, the drama being told by God, the great work being directed by God for all eternity, salvation history, the plan of God for all time. Countless prophets had foretold the coming of the Messiah. Mary and Elizabeth were both aware and educated in these prophecies. You heard them growing up. It was in the temple. It was shared around the meal table, telling the stories of the ancient prophets, all of them telling in their tradition the coming of the Messiah. And here it was. And Mary and Elizabeth now knew their purpose in life. And they knew just how unique it was. And they had time to ponder it together without knowing what the future would bring. It was not anymore their private ego drama. Now they were involved in God's plan. God had shared with them his plan, and it was their plan now, completely. And now their purpose in life was to fully cooperate. They're not asking each other, how far can I go? How much is a little bit? How much can I... They wanted to completely deliver themselves into God's plan. They had discovered their purpose in life. Through them would come the salvation of all mankind. And whatever other plans they may have had for their lives, this was now insignificant. And together they committed themselves to the part they had to play in God's plan. To be fully compatible with God's plan, we would all do well to find a way to commit ourselves to God's plan in place of our plan.